Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like books or movies, you know that one of the most important parts of a good story or film is the ending. What happens to the characters? Do they live happily ever after? Is there a tragic ending? Most people, of course, like happy endings. On Ascension Day, we celebrate a happy ending to the mission of Jesus that liberates humans from sin and death. But we also hear him, "I am with you to the end of time, and you are witnesses to the ends of the earth." So today we celebrate the ascension of the Lord. Jesus had willingly come down to earth as a little human baby. It took more than 30 years to earn our liberty, and it was hard work living a perfect life, proclaiming the kingdom, doing miracles, suffering pain, being crucified on a cross, buried in a tomb, rising to life. We read in verses 44 and 45, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. After his resurrection, for 40 days, Jesus proved that he was really alive. Then it was time to ascend to heaven. And Jesus led the disciples out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Nations honor returning heroes with praise for his enormous victory. Jesus was honored by being seated at the right hand of the throne of God. His sacrifice was accepted. The work of salvation was done. But the disciples weren't so ready for the words, "the end." As happy as they were to see Jesus triumph, they were also bewildered about losing him as their leader. The challenge for Jesus was to show how the end of his physical presence was not the end of an illustrious career. Jesus was not going into retirement. He was going to remain active through the disciples for the purpose of accomplishing the saving of people. So he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of all these things." Christ's mission to liberate the world was complete in one way. He said, "It is finished." Jesus said from the cross, "It is." But in another way, Jesus' mission was just beginning. There was no more dying to be done for sins. Yet the salvation was to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." It is through the sharing of God's word that the Holy Spirit opens hearts and minds to believe and to live. Luke 24 spoke of how Jesus opened the disciples' eyes to the truth about him in Scripture. In Ephesians, Paul prays. He prays that their hearts and minds may be open to see the great riches of salvation that are there, that are theirs through faith in Christ. We are, in a way, in the delivery business. Delivering business is booming right now with online sales and hustling COVID-19 protective items all across the country. Trucking companies, really, they don't produce anything. They deliver objects others have made. Trains deliver tons of grain and coal and cars that have been produced elsewhere. The church is in the delivery business, not in the manufacturing business. We do not make our own salvation. We cannot make another person's salvation. We are here to deliver what Jesus brought and paid for and wants to be given freely to the world. And so Jesus says in our text, not you are observers, but you are witnesses. To be a witness of a crime can be a life-changing experience. To be a witness of what God has done in Christ also changes our life. We were not there with the first disciples to see Jesus on the cross and after Easter to seeing him ascending. But the power of the Holy Spirit, we have firsthand knowledge of who Jesus is and what it means to be forgiven. We know our destiny as a Christian. It is to share the eternal joys of Christ in his kingdom, for he will come back to take us to be with him until he comes again. The purpose of your life is to be his witness, sharing the gospel through which disciples are made to the ends of the earth and until the end of time. There is no higher purpose, no greater reward in life than to have been the instrument through whom God gave the gift of life and freedom in Christ. But clearly, we cannot do it without his help. Jesus says in Matthew 28:20, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Christ is with us to the end of time. He loves us to the end. Why? Not only to preserve and protect his people, but so that our mission may be accomplished. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us to give us the power to be effective witnesses of what Jesus said and did. As Christians, we are clothed by God with the Holy Spirit so that we can do what he asks. In baptism, we are clothed with Christ. His promise to be with us always is literally true, for he never leaves. He will give us the words we need to say, and through his word, he empowers us to do what he asks us to do. You and I may wonder about just how much God can do through the life of one person. Well, just look at what happened when the disciples did what they were told. They received the power of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Thousands became believers, and we have advantages they did not have. The opportunity to share our faith freely, to gather for worship without fear of reprisal. We have a prosperity that they couldn't have dreamed of. Means of communication that literally enable us to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth, if only we had the will to do it. Do you like happy endings? With movie writers and directors decide how something is going to end. But in real life, God allows us to help write the end of stories. Those who die without faith in Jesus will have a miserable, miserable eternity. But all who trust in Jesus Christ will have a happy and blessed ending to their life, eternal peace and joy. The ascension of Jesus is a happy ending to his earthly ministry, but it is more. It reminds us of our unfinished mission to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth through our witness and gifts. And it reminds us that until the end of time, Christ is with us, that we may be faithful and effective witnesses. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.